so much for being with us. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all. Let's talk some holiday movies. Oh, tis the season for some good ones. I'm actually really interested in seeing about three or four movies that are about to hit theaters. Joining us right now is Eric Davis, film critic from Fandango. Eric, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's really a pleasure. Let's start, actually, with the news of the day, which is that The Interview is going to be in selected theaters. What's your take on everything and how this transpired today?
Yeah, this is a crazy story just to begin with. And I always knew that I had a feeling it would arrive in theaters eventually. We're going to get it in Christmas Day, but we're going to get it in a limited amount of theaters. So right now, and this is still a story that's developing as theaters continue to add showings of it, right now it's going to be about 200 theaters or so. I also heard possibly something about VOD, video on demand, for those people who aren't near a theater. They might be able to watch it at home and pay for it. But right now, 200 or so theaters. I believe you can go over to Fandango and type it in and look to see if it's playing in your neck of the woods. If you don't see it, there's a number of websites that have lists of the theaters up there, so you can kind of just type in The Interview, where is it playing? You'll find a ton of sites. They have lists of all those theaters. But yeah, I'm just glad that it's getting shown, that it's getting screened, because, not for nothing, but these guys are funny guys. They make funny movies. So we want to see a movie. We want to laugh. There's a lot of heavy movies coming out Christmas Day. It's going to make you laugh. And so I'm happy it's being shown.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet. I was supposed to see it, and then it got canceled. So I did not get to see it yet. So, yeah, a lot of critics haven't even seen it yet. Some were fortunate enough to see an early screening of it. I missed that one. I was supposed to see another one. It got canceled. So I'm going to be with the rest of America watching it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to me to see if the circumstances surrounding the picture maybe create such a buzz where it does better than it would have done otherwise, because it may be funny at part in times, at different parts, but to me, this doesn't exactly look like, something I'm rushing to go see. I'm glad it's out there just from a pure democratic standpoint, but it doesn't look like a movie I would typically go see.
Yeah, it's a raunchy R-rated comedy above all else. And it's got a lot of competition. There's a bunch of other movies opening up Christmas Day, let alone the fact that movies like The Hobbit and Exodus, Gods and Kings are still in theaters, too. So, yeah, it had a lot of competition. It probably wouldn't have done crazy business if nobody talked about it and it just went out as normal. But, yeah, definitely the buzz around it is going to help it, but it's only opening up in 200 theaters, so don't expect some boffo numbers, but the per-screen average is what I'm interested in seeing, because that'll tell you if that per-screen average is really high. It'll tell you that, yeah, a lot of people showed up because they were interested in it, and, I mean, this has been all over the news every single day, so I would not be surprised if a lot of people take their families and go see The Interview on Christmas Day.
Eric, let's get into some of the big ones coming out. We have Unbroken, which is out on Christmas Day. It's the Angelina Jolie, I guess she directed it. Is this her first time ever directing a picture?
This is her second film.
Second film?
She made another film called In the Land of Blood and Honey that was a foreign movie, used its native language. But this one is her first, big one. This is the first one that says,
okay,
Here I am. I'm a big director. I'm going to give you a big studio movie. I'm going to give you a movie that's going to be nominated for Golden Globes, for Oscars. And she does a terrific job with it. She has my favorite cinematographer working right now is a guy named Roger Deakins. He did Prisoners last year. He did Skyfall, the James Bond movie. The guy just shoots a movie. Looks beautiful. So the film looks gorgeous. And you know what? It's a harrowing movie, so be prepared for that. This guy, Louis Zamperini, had a heck of a life. But a lot of it was harrowing in terms of what's told in this movie. He was a former Olympian. He, went to war, got adrift on a raft for 45, 50 days, got picked up by the Koreans, became a prisoner of war for a couple of years. A lot of torture went into that. So, it's a harrowing movie about perseverance, the survival of the human spirit. The guy had a fantastic story with his life, and it's really well told. The actor in it, Jack O'Connell, is someone who I think we're going to talk a lot more about in the coming years. Does a fantastic job with it. He's in a couple of other movies this year as well. He's going to be, I think, one of the next big superstars.
I should mention that the screenplay is written by Joel and Ethan Coen, and I think most people think incredibly highly of them. But it's based on the book by Laura Hillenbrand. She wrote one of my favorites, Seabiscuit, one of the all-time bestsellers, and also is a big fan of the flick. So that's Unbroken. That's coming out. And one trailer that's caught a lot of people's attention is The American Sniper, the Clint Eastwood pick, also with Bradley Cooper starring in it. Your thoughts on American Sniper?
Yeah, this is another real-life story. This is about a Navy SEAL named Chris Kyle, who passed away a couple of years ago. And actually, the events surrounding him passing away, he was shot and killed by a fellow soldier who had PTSD, who he was trying to help. But Chris Kyle, what he's known for is he's one of the most successful snipers in Navy SEAL history. The guy killed up more than 100 different people. And so he wrote a book about his life, and this is based on his book. And, yeah, you know, if you watch The Hurt Locker, if you remember that film, and you remember it won Best Picture, so I'm sure a lot of people do, there's a lot of sequences in that that are really thrilling, you know, of war and kind of have you on the edge of your seat as you're waiting for someone to happen. These guys are, you know, picking apart bombs, and at any moment anything can happen. Well, it's kind of similar with a sniper, you know. It's really intense, and he's in that mood. If you watch the first trailer for this film, it's incredibly intense. So that's kind of what you're getting, is think along the lines of the intensity of The Hurt Locker in terms of the military scenes. But, yeah, it's also about this guy who's, you know, goes back for upwards of four tours in Afghanistan, and every time he comes home to his wife, he's increasingly detached from her and detached from the world, and it's sort of about him trying to overcome that, and he did, you know. Unfortunately, he was trying to help other soldiers when he died.
Worth seeing?
Excuse me?
Is it worth seeing?
I think it's worth seeing, yeah. You know, especially if you're a war veteran and you're interested in movies about war veterans, I think you'll like it. And if you like The Hurt Locker, I think you'll like it.
Eric Davis, film critic for Fandango, is with us right now on WBAL News Radio 1090. The Gambler with Mark Wahlberg, that's coming out. I believe this is a remake, is it not?
It is a remake. I like this movie. You know, I like Mark Wahlberg. I like John Goodman. Let me tell you something.
Me too.
Goodman has a supporting role in this movie. He's not in the movie a lot. He plays kind of like a gangster kingpin who loans Mark Wahlberg's character money, but he is phenomenal in the scenes that he's in. But yeah, it is a remake, a little bit different than the former one. Really stylish. You know, Mark Wahlberg plays this professor who gets himself in a bit of a jam with gambling, and he gets himself, he has this gigantic debt, and he spends the movie trying to figure out a way to get rid of this debt. And it involves a bunch of seedy characters who have money to loan to him, and he'll take money from one guy, he'll go bet on another guy, and there's a lot of that going on. But you know what? It's pretty good. Mark Wahlberg is good in it, too. I think it's a role that we kind of haven't seen him in lately. You know, he's been playing these tough guys, and in this one, he's not so much of a tough guy. He's kind of a loser. And I like it. There's an actress in it called Brie Larson, who I'm a big fan of as well. She's the female co-star in it, and I like her a lot. So, yeah, I like it. If you like gambling, if you like the previous movie, go see it.
Another movie that's already in theaters, but I want to get your take on it, Jamie Foxx in the remake of Annie. Does this work?
You know, yes and no. I took my 5-year-old daughter to it. She's a huge fan of Annie. Her and I actually interviewed Quvenzhané Wallace, who plays the new Annie, and Jamie Foxx. The music is really good. They brought in Jay-Z, and they sort of hip-hopified a lot of the music, or stompified, if you will, because they use a lot of found objects to create some of the music in the film. And the music's really good. They add a couple of songs that are really good, especially one that called Opportunity that Annie sings by herself during a scene. But the film itself, you know, it does struggle a little bit with its tone. And you know, it's not as memorable as the one that came out in the early 80s. But I think if you have a young child who really loves the music, you know, my kids were watching the first Annie on Netflix like crazy leading up to release. And so they just watch it, and they're glued because they love the music. I think if you go for the music, not so much as the story, which, you know, they updated as best they can. Jamie Foxx is really good in it. You know, he's a great musician as well as an actor. And Quvenzhané Wallace is adorable in it. She's nominated for a Golden Globe. One of the songs is also nominated for a Golden Globe, I believe, Opportunity, the one that I mentioned. So I think that's why you see it. If you have a kid who really likes musicals, really likes the music in Annie.
And to another movie that won't be out for several more months, like this summer, but the trailer hit the web today. Let's hear a little bit of Entourage the movie.
Someone sound the alarm, I'm ready for trouble.
These girls out here are crazy.
Oh my God. No, we know each other.
Do you remember me?
Didn't she used to be really fat?
The whole gang is back for the movie, and Eric Davis, I don't know if you're a fan of the television show on HBO, but I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm ready for some trouble. I have a love-hate relationship with Entourage because I like watching the show. The guys make me laugh. There's tons of eye candy. I work in the industry, so a lot of that in-industry jokes I get and I find funny. You know, but the stories, you know, the guys at the end of every episode, they're like, oh, well, you know, everything's okay. You know,
right.
I don't want everything to be okay. And I hope the movie doesn't make everything okay. And I hope these guys have to struggle a little bit and, you know, because it's fun and it's cute and yeah, like there's a lot of eye candy, but I need a little bit more depth, and that's what I'm hoping to get out of the movie.
Yeah, to me, I will say this: I don't disagree with you, but this is one movie, one television show they're turning into a movie. They can't screw it up. It's not serious enough to screw up. Now, if they brought back, let's say, The Sopranos, and they made that into a movie, you could torch the entire thing you've created by doing that poorly. But this is one. The television show can rest on its laurels, and this is just a fun two-hour edition of it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, or you bring back like a Breaking Bad or like a classic
right.
TV show. That would have a lot of pressure on it. But this, yeah, you can just keep doing what you're doing on the show, add a little bit more depth. But the eye candy, the jokes, we already know these characters. We know their relationships. And so we just laugh and giggle watching that trailer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, look, I'm on board. I just hope they give me a little bit more meat. To go with the movie.
He is Eric Davis, film critic from Fandango. Eric, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, man.
That's great stuff. Eric Davis, we'll come back. The Pro Bowl selections are out. We'll let you know when we come back.